Hey, what's going on? It's your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL, and you are now tuned in to the most high-powered podcast and broadcast anywhere in the universe, The Block Report. We are dedicated to bringing you the latest news and also content that you may not get anywhere else. And this is something where it's a growth in process. We're building it up, but we're not saying that you know, as if to make that a small thing. We're just letting you know that we are gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, always expanding and getting bigger. So check it out. I am so glad that you guys have been checking out the show and the broadcast and everything, and checking it out and seeing what we're bringing here. And the thing is, tonight or today, wherever time it is, on anywhere on the planet that you may be, where you're hearing this broadcast at this time, wait, I have to do one thing before I jump into the topic and jump into the conversation, and that's to let you know where you can find the show if this is your first time listening to it. If this is your first time listening to it, and you may have multiple places you could always find the show. So for your own convenience, we want to let you know where the show can be found. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Just type in The Block Report, THE Block, BLOCK Report, REPORT. Not only that, you can find our page on Facebook at facebook.com, The Block Report. There I will be posting whenever I put up a new show. I keep saying show. I'm trying to get out the word because it's not a show that we're bringing here. So bear with me. It's a broadcast. But I am showing you what it is and telling you. But it's definitely a broadcast. So check it out. Now, it's a few things that are on my mind that I want to bring to your attention. And as far as in the news and in current events and what's going on. And what I want to say is that right about now, it's the barbarians at the gate. Yes, it's the barbarians at the gate. And they are trying to put up a gate to go ahead and have you locked in. Because in today's world now, basically and essentially, I put a post up recently and I said, America is now starting to learn what it feels like to be on lockdown, which is something that most people, black people especially, that would know about, because a lot of times they've spent some time in a jail and or being locked up. And And now you see out here these folks that are having these protests talking about reopen. Their whole thing is they're saying that reopen thing because they don't want to be under a situation where they're just like black people. They don't want to feel like they have to abide by the rules that black people have to abide by. They could go ahead and put it under any color or of law or any color of talk that they want to put it up to. But if it's all about just reopening, if it's all just about reopening and that you want to get to your money and go back to work, then why are you outside with weapons and Confederate flags? That is the difference. So, but they don't really want to put that out there in the media. So now let's get to this thing. So it's several stories. Like I said, it's a lot of things. Did you guys see Trump go ahead and tell people that in order to help them with the COVID-19, as he so called it, the enemy, that they should ingest disinfectant. Man, this guy, straight comedy, like a straight comedy routine. I mean, if you're a comedian, you don't even need to think of the jokes. All you got to do is watch his show when he comes on the TV, because he comes on every day now to compete with Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. He comes on with his show, and then he does his comic relief. He does his little shtick. What do you think he's? What is he thinking on Saturday Night Live or something? But anyway, like I said, it's a lot going on. It's just so much going on. It's the barbarians at the gate, truthfully. You have these companies now that big budgets, companies and big institutions like Harvard and the like, that somehow some of them admitted that they applied for the money for the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program, for that the Congress had, they passed the bill and put this money out there for, supposed to be for small businesses. The only thing is, if you look at what the number is, what is considered a small business, and I'm gonna pull it up right now so that I'm not telling a lie to you guys, but I believe the number for a small business on the SBA site, or what they would constitute as a small business, is a business of 500 employees. That doesn't sound like a small business, but whatever. Matter of fact, I'll see if I'm gonna pull it up, and then we'll go ahead and we'll do a fact check, because I'm not, you know, you're gonna fact check me, you know, or do whatever you're gonna do. But the whole thing is that just overall, even if I got the number wrong, even if I have the number wrong, you have these people with huge budgets, thousands of employees, and they're laying off employees, doing all kinds of things. They're not, and they have employees, and some of them, they don't even cover them with insurance or any of those things. And they're cutting them off from all sorts of things, and they're applying for this money. When you got people who might be a mom and pop shop, a little small little shop, one or two shops they may have, or maybe just the one, and you know, and these people are barely able to get the money. So a lot of these companies, like a place like a Shake Shack, and Junior's Cheesecake, let's see, and as I said, I mentioned Harvard already as an institution. You have a few other companies, and some of them are now sending the money back. Some of them are so bold enough that they're saying that they will not send the money back. So we'll see how that turns out, because every day, if you turn on the news, depending on which news you're watching, you hear a new set of companies that took this money that are saying that now they're going to return the money. Not only that, you have the everybody's trying to figure out who to blame. Do you blame the banks? Do you blame this one? Do you blame the company? Do you blame that one? Well, listen, do you blame the Congress for not writing the situation out correctly? The whole thing is simple and plain, is that a lot of the writing and a lot of the stuff that they have on paper is not meant for you, the little guy, the guy with one shop, to win. It's not meant to really help you out. And the thing is that the way that things are set up is that those that are already empowered and in position with power have the resources to be able to take advantage of the system and get what they want from the system at any time. So their whole thing is, and you know, it brings me back to a line from a movie, Scarface. And in Scarface, Tony Montana, he's there, he's having a conversation with Frank Lopez. And Frank Lopez is giving him some schooling or some talking about greed. And at the end, he says, you know what it is? This is the punchline. This is the line. I'm not going to go through the whole story because everybody done seen the movie. You can go revisit it to check this line. He says, never underestimate the other guy's greed. And that's what's going on, because if you got billions of dollars on your balance sheet, you're set up in a way where might not really hurt you. You might have to cut back on some costs, and cut back on some costs, what you will do is that you're going to end up laying off people, or you'll furlough people, or you'll close this shop and you'll close that shop, and then you'll reorganize your situation. But somebody who only has one shop can't afford to close his shop, because if he closes his shop, that's the end of his business or her business. So these people, they perform in a way where they'll take away your opportunity. Something that was supposed to be made to help you out, they're going to go ahead and act like they have the right to it. But as I said, it's all about how these things are written and set up. You have some of these entities and institutions that said, oh no, they never asked or applied for the money. So how'd you get it? It just magically ended up in your bank account. You never applied or asked for it. Oh my. It's just like I said, guys, the barbarians are at the gate. The one thing about life, there's many things about life, but the one thing in a situation where there's adversity, and whenever there's adversity and there's a crisis, the real character of people will be revealed. If they didn't show it to you before, they're going to show you who they really are now. You have a front row seat to the greatest show in the world. And that is to see who people really are. Because at that point, in a crisis and adversity, they're going to go into their most primal, natural selves. And their instincts. And you're going to see how they behave. And if they think it's all over for them and it's about to be done, then they're not pulling out no stops. They're going all the way out with this one, baby. So, I'm telling you, the barbarians are at the gate. Matter of fact, they're over the gate, and they're in the courtyard. So, matter of fact, let's take time to go ahead and broadcast ID. You are listening to The Block Report, and I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. Also, don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast outlets, all right? Even some that maybe you've never heard of. We're there on Breaker, we're there on Radio Public, but we are also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you go and you check us out, and you tune in, you like, you share. I don't know what the hell they do with it. It's either like, share, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Definitely, I know they do that. So do that. Subscribe, share, and so that we could get this conversation going and keep this conversation going. And to all those that have been tuning in and been subscribing, I do appreciate you very much, just to let you know that. Now, I just wanted to come on and then tell y'all about these few things right here. I'm not going to stay on too long because I got some other things that I got to do. But trust and believe, I will be on again at another time, and we will be bringing you more hard-hitting topics. I want to go ahead and continue to keep the conversation going with you guys, and I've been appreciating so much of just being able to get on here and do this so that you guys can hear what's going on, at least from my perspective, from what I see that's going on. And I know that, you see, because the regular media and these other folks here, these so-called journalists that you have out here, and these other media, what they basically do, they have an agenda. They have a message that they have something that they want to program you with. They want to program you into and mold you and shape you into something. So there is a molding that is happening. Social programming, social engineering. And they keep certain information and certain voices away from you so that you don't have a broader perspective of what's going on. And perspective is definitely a necessary ingredient for you to be able to digest information and come to a sensible conclusion. You need the proper perspective. You need to see things in the proper way. And you need a full view of what's going on if you want to be prepared and be able to handle what could be on the horizon. You see, the thing is, you need to be prepared and you need to be able to handle what's going on. Because what's going on right now is there's a lot of fear mongering. They're trying to have people scared. They're having people locked down. They're doing all of this kinds of stuff. But the thing is, it's also, it's one thing, but then it's a double standard. It's a double standard going on. And the thing is that as much as this country tries to claim that they're one thing, their true colors are being shown and it's out there. So you watch, because this is going to be one hell of a ride. Like I told you, the barbarians are at the gate. And matter of fact, they're over the gate and they're inside the courtyard. So that means now, there's no time to play. It's time to get serious. So check it out. We're going to ask you to tune in again to the Block Report, this broadcast, the next time it is, and to check us out, as we said, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite podcast outlets. You can find the Block Report page on Facebook.com/The Block Report. And I am your host, the magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And as we always say every time and on the show, no matter what you do, I'm going to give you the full quote, because I only say half of it Today you get the full, no matter what you do. Always do your best.